starved of Christian women hanging out together, because, you know, we don't get a lot of it. But, you know, the Christians that I have met in Berlin, we hold on to each other really tightly. And so, yeah, I have been really blessed by the relationships here. But, yeah, it's wonderful that you guys have got community together here. Yes, we've been living in Berlin for nearly 4 years. And coming back to Australia, I've got this privilege now of seeing Australia with new eyes. And all the things I took for granted before, I'm just seeing them afresh. So what I wanted to do was to share with you what I'm finding is really Aussie, in case you hadn't noticed, okay? All right, so multigrain bread. Oh, Vegemite on multigrain bread, crumpets, paddle pops, Nutri-Grain. I've never, ever let my kids eat so much Nutri-Grain before. But hey, there's a 4-star health rating. So how it manages to have a 4-star health rating, I have no idea. But that's making me feel a bit better about it. It smells so nice here. It smells so nice. Playing handball on the street, people going barefoot, the beautiful, rugged, wild bushland, pounding surf, noisy morning birds, kelpies, saying thanks to the bus driver when you get off the bus, cats bringing weird stuff into the house. Yes, I've really fallen in love with Australia again. In fact, I've actually even swum with the whales off Moonavale Beach. Well, technically, I was in the ocean pool and they were out there. But, you know, I kind of saw them out there. So that was a very magical experience for me. So what amazing gifts we have to enjoy. And I keep asking myself, but ultimately, are these things going to be the things that really satisfy me, satisfy us? Are they going to give us peace? So I've decided to call this talk, What Are You Hanging On To? What are you hanging on to? Is it Aussie culture? Is it your family? Is it even your church? Is it your job? This is the question I've been asking myself more than any other over the last 4 years living in Europe. So, I've been reading through the book of 1 John in the Bible since being back here, just to be really refreshed in the Word again. And it is an amazing book. I encourage you to go home, read it through a few times. It's not long, it's a short book, but it's got incredible truths about the Lord in that book. And I'd love to share with you the things that have come through to me, specifically in chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4. Three things. First of all, God, He is the love initiator. Secondly, He is the love demonstrator. And thirdly, God's love is impossible to resist. It's impossible to resist. Okay, so God is the love initiator. It's very easy to fall into the trap of thinking that to be a Christian, I have to be a loving kind of person. Or even worse, God will only accept me if I'm a loving kind of person. Or even worse than that, I can't possibly be a Christian because Christians are so loving and nice and I'm just not like that and I couldn't do that. Now, the Bible turns all of these ideas completely on its head. Check out these verses. From 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, love comes from God. God is love. Verse 10, this is love. You want a definition of what love is? This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us. So there's an amazing story in the Bible. Actually, in John chapter 4, a story about Jesus' life. There's a woman who's collecting water at a well. She's had an absolute train wreck of a life because she's failed so badly that she's been ostracized from her community. She's been written off. She's been not worth associating with. Jesus was coming through her town. Not because He needed to. He's going from here to here. She's over here. He decides to go this way. He's taken a big detour into her town. You might like to say that He made a beeline straight to this specific place to meet this specific woman. From the story, it's clear that she was changed, transformed by this encounter. In fact, her whole village was transformed by this encounter with Jesus. Read it. It's a wonderful story. So I'm asking you, is your life a bit of a train wreck? Do you feel full of failure? Are you trying to keep things externally together, looking good, looking nice, looking with it, but underneath it all, you're actually broken into a million pieces, just like this woman? Maybe like this woman, Jesus is making a beeline for you. Maybe he's taken a big detour just to meet you today. Remember that amazing scripture. This is love. Not that we loved God, not that we're trying to find God, not that we're trying to love him, but that he has the initiating love to come to us and to love us. So, the second thing I've discovered is that not only does God initiate love, but he demonstrates love. And this should be no surprise, because the Bible is the story about God's continual, active demonstration of his love from beginning to end. But here are some scriptures from 1 John chapter 4 again. This is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his only Son into the world that we might live through him. Verse 9. Verse 10. He sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Verse 14. The Father sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. Now, there's been times in my life where I've struggled with doubt, okay? And I've thought, maybe, just maybe, this Christian thing, maybe it's just all made up. Maybe it's just, you know, nice ideas, nice philosophy, nice lifestyle, nice way to live, but maybe it's actually not really true. But God has always stopped me in my tracks because, you know, there was this real man, Jesus Christ. He lived. He really, no one disputes that he lived. He did amazing things. He really did die on a Roman cross. And according to the scriptures, he really did rise again from the dead. Christianity is not just a philosophy or a lifestyle, but I've discovered it's a hardcore reality. That's why we're in Berlin. We want to share this story with people. We've seen people's lives transformed by this message. Because it's true. It is a demonstrating love. It's not an idea. God is the love demonstrator. So, how did he demonstrate his love? He demonstrates, I'm going to say it over and over again, demonstrates. He demonstrates his love, so you'll get it. He demonstrates his love by ultimately giving us the gift of his Son. He demonstrates his love when his Son reveals what God's really like. He's the God of love. God demonstrates how great his love is by Jesus' death on the cross. On the cross, Jesus took all of our rebellion, all of our failure, all of our pain, and he bore it to death. Why? Demonstrating his love. And the Father poured out his wrath onto his Son, and by this, demonstrating his love. And Jesus said the three most important words in the history of the whole world. I'm going to say them to you right now. It is finished. It is finished. The ultimate act of love demonstrated. And to top it all off, he rose again to demonstrate that death wins in the end. Life wins. Love wins. So today I want to ask you, do you know personally in your heart this love? And if your heart is being stirred this morning, don't just take off back to your normal lives and normal families and normal busyness. But take this opportunity to talk to a trusted Christian friend about these things. Explore it. Talk about it. Ask yourself, is this real? Because if it is real, then I want it. Maybe you are a Christian today and you know this story of God's demonstrating love really well. You've heard it a million times. But maybe you're thinking, but, you know, I know this is true. I know that Jesus died for me. I know that it's all finished. I know I'm forgiven. But how can God possibly forgive me this time? How can he possibly forgive me for doing that? And I want to ask you, do you remember what I said just before? Jesus said, it is finished. Does the cross of Christ fall short for the stuff that you've done? Was it insufficient? God is the love demonstrator. He never does anything by halves. And even what you've done, he's got it covered. He's got it covered. Okay. So, now that we've seen God initiating love, I've got some hand gestures here, maybe it's from my school teacher background. We've seen his initiating love, we've seen his demonstrating love. What's next? Thirdly, his love is a love that is impossible to resist. You can't resist his love. These verses from 1 John chapter 4 shows how God's love spills over into our lives and we can't help but to participate in it. Check these out. Verse 7. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Verse 11. Since God loved, we ought to love one another. Verse 12. If we love one another, God lives in us. And his love is made complete in us. And this is a cool one. In this world, we are like Jesus. We are like Jesus. Okay, so we've had a bit of lovely chat today about little babies. And yes, I've had four of them. And I still love babies. And now I just get to enjoy cuddling them and holding them. So when a new baby comes to church and you love babies, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Pick them up. You want to have a cuddle. You want to pick them up. It's impossible to resist. Likewise, especially after you've had a beautiful long night's sleep, it's very easy to pick up and enjoy a baby, isn't it? Likewise, if you love surfing, I've loved living in Mona Vale and I'm just loving the beach all over again. It's just such a blessing to live on the coast of Australia. Hold on a sec. Did you know that in Germany, where the beach is in Germany, there is a beach on the North Sea, okay? Waves are tiny, tiny, but there's still waves. But the water temperature on the hottest day in the middle of summer there is the water temperature in the middle of winter here in Sydney. So enjoy the beach. It's just a beautiful part of the world here. It really is. But if you love surfing, how can you resist a sunny morning and a perfect swell? Do you just sit there and think, oh, it's great. Yeah, it's great. It's awesome. It's great. Got my surfboard here and I'll just stand here and keep looking at it. No, you are getting in that water. And it's just like that with God. God loves me. He loves me. He gave his son for me. He's after me. He's taking a beeline for me. I want to be with him. I want to be like him. I want to live with him. So if you've experienced God's love through Jesus, you can't resist it. When you can't resist something, what happens next? You participate in it. I saw this food this morning. I didn't just look at it. I ate it because it was so delicious. So it's the same thing with God. We want to join in with what he's doing. So I began by asking you this question. What is it that you're hanging on to? And I want to tell you a little story about living in Berlin. And there's been challenges living there. There's been a lot of blessings as well. We do love living there. But a couple of years ago, I hit a really low point, a really low point. One of our kids was getting into a lot of trouble at school. Third boy up, seeing the principal, da-da-da, all of that stuff that's really hard. I felt absolutely hopeless with German and like it was just a mountain that I was never going to be able to climb. I didn't think I was improving at all. I had some really bad arguments with the people on our ministry team. It was just all a big mess. And quite frankly, at the time, I just thought, this is a total waste. We should just go back to Australia. What is the point of this? What is the point? Anyway, God gave me a really strong image at that time. Now, I've had four kids start at school, okay, starting kindy. And they were all generally pretty good, you know, going off into their first kindy class. It's a significant point in the child's life, as the mother's life, isn't it? Now, there's always a kid, at least one, on that first day of kindy who does not want to be there. They do not want to be there, and they're just going to not go into that classroom. They are usually holding on to their mother for dear life. Okay? Has anyone seen this? Yes. There's always at least one. They are grabbing on to their mum's skirt. They are digging their heels in and they are squishing their eyes shut as if they're not there. Anyway, I had this picture in my mind of this. And at that moment, as I was walking down the footpath in Berlin, I knew that I needed God in the same way that that little kid needed their mother at that point. And I just imagined just holding on to God like I just had nothing else. And I'm just so grateful for that. It's like God said to me, look, you're fine. Don't worry. Just keep hanging on. I love you. So that was a good point for me. It was a hard point, but also a really good point. So I wanted to share that with you. So hopefully today we've discovered that there's absolutely nothing worth hanging on to except for Jesus. In fact, if everything I've said is true, then actually the question is not what are you hanging on to, but who is hanging on to us? Who is hanging on to us? So Jesus took a big detour to meet you. Jesus beelined to where he would know he would find you. And he just doesn't go all that way just to let go of you. He really doesn't. And in many ways, Berlin is a hostile place. There aren't many Christians there. My kids are minority white kids in a majority Muslim neighbourhood, and they never want to play outside. That's hard. But many of you are going back to really hostile situations too. Maybe you're dealing with impossible relationships at your work. Maybe you're in an abusive marriage. Maybe you are exhausted with your babies and toddlers, which is arguably the most hostile place you can probably be. But through all of this, I just want you to know today from 1 John chapter 4, that you can know and rely on the love that God has for you. So, to finish off, God is the love initiator. God is the love demonstrator. And God's love is a love that's impossible to resist. So, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
I just wanted to take the time to say thank you to Ali from all of us. If Ali's talk has raised any questions, please talk to the friend who's brought you, or talk to one of the women who are on the ministry team here. We'd love to continue conversations with you. I just want to say thanks again, Ali, so much for coming out of your way to speak to us. We really appreciate it. There's plenty more food, clearly. Please continue eating. Please continue having conversations. Please continue enjoying the beautiful view. We've got no sort of deadline for finishing up, so take your time. But thanks again so much for coming. We really appreciate it.